This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Advocates for unlimited abortion have long understood that there are not enough abortion providers to provide the volume of abortions anticipated if federal funds are made available for abortion. CFAM says that emails uncovered from the Clinton campaign show at least three ways a Clinton White House would find unlimited abortion, and to support that would also force the abrogation of all rights of conscience among healthcare workers. Additionally, abortion would be exported around the world, funded by U.S. tax dollars. The powerful Washington, D.C. City Council has passed dangerous legislation to support early death assisted suicide. Call it what you will, the option for early death becomes an obligation to stop spending money or other people's time to stay alive. Black leaders fear that racism in life may now mean discrimination in early death. This is Life News Radio. The major story from all the political talk in the race for the presidency relates to how people of faith, or simply how people of conscience, will vote on the life issue in November. The killing of the most innocent cannot be made to be acceptable. But will large numbers of people vote for political ideals that filter out the tough thinking necessary to be moral people as they vote? Take the time to think deeply about the reasons you vote, and vote for a culture of life. Planned Parenthood apparently knows it is quite unpopular in many places. In ads seeking to hire canvassers, some of that $30 million it wants to spend for abortion-friendly candidates had to hide behind innocuous-sounding efforts like opposition to highway tolls. A North Carolina TV station investigated to find numerous irregularities. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.